morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Thanks, Stu. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. Diabetes is a serious disease that strikes nearly 26 million children and adults in the United States. And the interesting thing is a quarter of them, 7 million, do not even know they have it. To talk about diabetes this morning is an expert in the field. Sean Hillman is a registered nurse, a certified diabetes educator who coordinates services at the Diabetes Center at Zeeland Community Hospital. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Sean.
And we have an open line this morning. Sean, as I said, is just an expert in diabetes. So if you have a question about diabetes, you may call WHTC at 395-1450, and we already have a call.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, Sarah?
Yes.
I got a bone to pick with you.
You do?
What happened to my phone call?
Your phone call?
Of last week.
Was I supposed to call you back?
Well, one of you gals.
Okay, let me take your phone number and we will have you call back.
Okay, 392-5767.
Okay, we will have her call you back. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
And I am glad that someone is so open and honest that tells us when we miss something. We don't like to do that, do we, Duke?
Right.
No. But if you do have a question about diabetes, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Sean, while we're waiting for someone to call, I want to talk about Diabetes Alert Day. That's sure. In March. It's a one-day wake-up call asking the public to take the diabetes risk test to find out if they're at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. So tell us a little bit more about Diabetes Alert Day.
Sure. Diabetes Alert Day is officially the fourth Tuesday of March. So this year it's March 25. And it's basically to send out the alert for people to have more awareness of whether they are at risk for diabetes or not. One of the things that the American Diabetes Association offers in relation to Diabetes Alert Day is what they call a risk assessment. And that's available online, and I believe it's something we may be doing online here or on air this morning.
First of all, before we do that, and Juke, we're going to get you involved in this too, what is type 2 diabetes?
Type 2 diabetes is the type of diabetes that about 95% of people with diabetes have. So it's the most common kind. It used to be called adult onset diabetes as opposed to childhood onset. But we are starting to get more children diagnosed with type 2 diabetes today, so they don't necessarily use that terminology anymore. Type 2 diabetes is a type of diabetes that is very hereditary. Things like excess weight, lack of exercise, and significant family history are big risk indicators. So anyone with those types of risks, or basically anyone at all that's thinking about it, should do that risk assessment and talk with their doctor, have their regular physical, and see if they're at risk.
If you have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. Okay, so let's take the diabetes risk assessment. And, Juke, you have that there in front of you.
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay, and Sean, until we wait for a call, why don't you lead us through that? And if you're listening at home, I would encourage you to take a pencil and answer the questions also, because Sean will give you some good insight if possibly you are at risk for type 2 diabetes.
Sure.
Okay, so first question.
Okay, there are a total of 7 questions here, so if anyone is following along with a pencil and paper, that's what you can expect. The first question is, what is your age? If you are less than 40, you have 0 points. Age 40 to 49 years old, you have 1 point. 50 to 59 years old, you have 2 points. And then if you are 60 years or older, give yourself 3 points for that question.
Okay, Juke, you got your number filled in?
Yes, I have.
Okay, we'll go to the next one.
Okay, question 2. Are you a man or a woman? Men, I'm sorry, you get 1 point. Women, we get lucky on this one, 0.
Okay, got that one filled in.
Question 3. If you are a woman, have you ever been diagnosed with what's called gestational diabetes? That means your blood sugars were high just during a pregnancy. 1 point for yes, 0 for no. Okay. Question 4, do you have a mother, father, sister, or brother with diabetes? If the answer is yes, you have a point. No is 0. Question 5, have you ever been diagnosed with high blood pressure? You get 1 point if it's yes, 0 for no. Question 6, are you physically active? 0 points if the answer is yes. No gives you 1 point. And then the last question is about your weight. What is your weight status? And if you're online looking at this or taking the risk assessment online, it will give you a whole chart based on your height and your weight. And we're not going to ask Juke or Sarah to give us their weight online.
My weight over the
air, do you? But if you are in a healthy weight, you would have 0 points. 0 to 1 point, and then higher weight gives you 2 points, and then the highest would be 3 points.
Okay.
So just to run an average, typical person that's 5'9", if your weight is between 169 and 202, you would have just 1 point. 203 to 269, 2 points. 270 and over would be 3 points. So that's just one of the heights.
Okay, Juke. So...
Now, the total score will give you an indication of your risk. If you scored 5 points or higher, you are at increased risk for type 2 diabetes. So if you are one of those people that did have a higher number, what do you do about it? The best thing to do would be to go and talk to your doctor about it. Get a fasting blood sugar test and find out what's happening. That is the number that they use to diagnose diabetes. Another blood test is called the hemoglobin A1C, which they may run if they found your fasting blood sugar high. Considering all the different risks is important, and if you didn't score a 5, if you happen to score 4 or lower, you still may have some risk if you have some points. So it will be important in future years just to continue to track that and continue to think about that.
Okay, Juke, how many do you have? How many points?
How did you score?
You had 5.
Juke had 5.
Yeah, I was... way up there on the age factor.
Okay. But you're physically active, aren't you, Juke?
Pretty active, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, at this point in stage in your life, he does not have diabetes.
Right.
And two, I was at a 2, so I'm in a pretty good position, aren't I?
You are. Absolutely.
Okay, so Sean, if you do have a question, you may call WHTC at 395-1450. That's 395-1450. You know, the first question was about age, and as Juke said, he got points for that. What happens as we get older? Why would we be more probable that we would develop diabetes as we grow older?
As we age, so many things change in our bodies. Age is a risk factor, and as you do get older, the risk goes up. And that's just something that you don't have control over. So that's why it's important to consider the factors that you do have control over. Because age is something that just raises the risk in itself.
Okay, I got 0 points for the second one because I was a female. Juke got 1 point because he was a male. Is gender a factor?
Gender is a factor. Men are more likely to get diabetes just genetically.
Do we know why?
I don't think we know why. Statistically, the numbers show a higher percentage of men. So I'm not sure why that is, but...
What about a certain ethnic group?
There are ethnic groups that are at higher risk. African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and Pacific Islanders, those genetic groups tend to have higher rates of diabetes.
Okay, the third question was about gestational diabetes. There must be a correlation then between gestational diabetes and developing type 2 diabetes.
Absolutely. A lot of times with gestational diabetes, we find that there is a significant family history. However, you can get gestational diabetes with no family history. So definitely there's a link. If you are someone who has had gestational, the risk is actually 7 out of 10 chance that you will develop type 2 later in life. So the girls that we meet with that do have gestational, we highly encourage them to continue a healthy diet, continue to exercise, and teach their children the same thing.
You know, question 4 was focused on genetics.
Mm-hmm. Genetics are one of the biggest factors in type 2 diabetes. We see patients who are at a healthy weight, actually, and eat healthy, and they would never suspect that they would be someone who's at risk for diabetes. But because genetics are such a big factor, that can make them more susceptible with that fact alone. So knowing your family history is important.
What about high blood pressure?
Yep. High blood pressure and diabetes tend to go hand in hand. The part of diabetes and how it affects your system definitely has what we call a cardiovascular risk. So you're at higher risk for heart attack simply because you've had some elevated blood sugars. So from the standpoint of that increased cardiovascular risk, watching blood pressure becomes very important.
You know, the quiz also focused on physical activity. Why is that so important?
Physical activity burns up glucose. It can keep your blood sugar lower. But besides that, it has so many other benefits. The benefits of physical activity on the whole system, it helps your circulation. It decreases your risk for chronic disease. As you age, it can help with your balance. There's so many benefits to exercise. So keeping your body at a healthy weight by staying active and eating healthy is going to reduce your risk overall, just because you won't be as resistant and at risk to develop type 2 diabetes at a healthy weight. And exercise is a big component of that.
Is type 2 easier to treat than type 1?
There's different ways to treat type 2 than there is to treat type 1. If you have type 1 diabetes, those folks need to be on insulin to survive. Absolutely. In type 2 diabetes, some people may not require any medication at all if they're able to incorporate the lifestyle changes that help them manage the disease. Sometimes if they've had it for a while or they're older, they may be at a point where they just need the medication, even though they are doing everything from a lifestyle perspective. And then there are people that have type 2 that also need insulin, and that's also common. So it's just depending on where their diabetes is at, how far it's progressed, and everyone is different. What happens to one person is going to be different than the person next to them. So,
right.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about weight being very important, and the quiz also talked about that.
Yep. Weight is a factor. As I mentioned, with the exercise and the healthy eating, the reasons for that are to keep the weight down. There's a category called prediabetes, or impaired fasting glucose is the medical term for it. When the blood sugars are above target, but they're not high enough to be diagnosed with diabetes. So a lot of people, there's actually twice as many people in that prediabetes category as there are in diabetes. So there's a huge population in America that is at high risk for diabetes. So those folks, definitely the treatment for that state is weight loss, and that usually gets the blood sugars back down.
You know, I know an individual who was recently diagnosed as a diabetic and went to your diabetes self-management class. So I'm just putting a plug in for that class because I've sat through them because I've been involved in, you know, developing some of the educational material for you, not developing it, but just, you know, making it into a book form. So I know what's done at that class. And this individual went into the class and was asked to introduce himself and said, "I'm a diabetic, but I'm in denial." You know, interesting. That's an interesting comment, probably, isn't it?
It is.
And this individual took what was said in the class to heart, was not overweight, had a strong genetic background. Mother was a diabetic. Her sisters were diabetics. And really began to watch weight. Was not overweight, ended up losing about 15, 20 pounds, watched diet, and blood sugars are normal.
That's fantastic. That's a great testimony.
And we have a call
here.
Okay.
Good morning. You're online with our guests.
Good morning. Years ago, with diabetics, type 1, they used to have food exchanges. You knew exactly what you were supposed to eat, how many exchanges of fat or protein or carbohydrates, but now they're on counting carbohydrates, which seems very difficult, and I'm wondering what kind of success, are they really having more success with counting carbohydrates than having food exchanges? And I'll hang up, please.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. That's a great question. Yes, years ago, we didn't know as much as we do today. And the food exchanges are very similar to what we call carbohydrate portions. So when you talk about counting carbohydrates, what we call a carbohydrate choice, or one portion of carbohydrate, is very similar to the food exchanges. They do still look a little bit at the other components of food, such as the fat, but they've realized now that the carbohydrates are in multiple things. It's not just the sweets. Carbohydrates are in bread and pasta and rice and crackers, fruit, milk. All of those things have some form of carbohydrate in them. So all of those types of food raise the blood sugar. When you count the carbohydrates, or you look at how many carbohydrate servings you're getting, then you're going to have a better idea of what's going to directly impact your blood sugar. And it looks like we are just about out of time, so I hope that answered your question. On our website, zch.org, is our phone number to the Diabetes Center. So if you have more questions specifically about that, the number is 772-7509. I'd be more than happy to talk more with you.
Until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.